He's a great and mighty God.
Engage families during marriage counseling. Nchelenge Council procures land for presidential energy initiative. And South Africa's ANC party launches reform plan to win back votes in local polls. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. Marriage counselor Judith Mwila has emphasized the need for the church to engage the families of married couples facing challenges when an issue arises. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Ms. Mwila appealed to the church to address issues on time with the right people to avoid recurring crises. Ms. Mwila underscored the need for the church to operate differently this year by involving the family from establishment. The church as an institution should be a place where people find solace. Therefore, they should be communicating through the right channel with people that also have the knowledge on marriage, said Ms. Mwila. She has also advised married couples to spend quality time with their spouses and not only focusing on gadgets as a way of creating stronger ties. Ms. Mwila has therefore urged the church to step up efforts to preserve marriages to encourage the next generation.
My husband or my wife is behaving the same way. Nothing has been done. The family has not been approached or even helped or assisted. These are emergencies. It's just like hospital. When you are very sick, they will rush you to see, let's go to ICU. The church must have that structure. This year, 2026, let churches operate differently for their children to get saved, for their wives and husbands to get saved. They are coming from a background of spirituality. Spirituality is first in the family. The first creature, the first part has the church done to establish is the father in the family.
Women for Change has reiterated its commitment in complementing government efforts in the fight against gender-based violence, GBV, in Kaoma District through strengthening integrated emergency response with stakeholders in the 2023-2024 drought-affected communities. Zanis reports that Women for Change program officer Charles Sichali disclosed in a stakeholders' engagement meeting in Kaoma that the organization is implementing a project called Integrated Emergency Response for El Nino Drought-Affected Communities in Zambia with Oxfam Zambia in partnership with Keeper Zambia Foundation funded by Global Affairs Canada. Mr. Shani noted that the purpose of the meeting was to share the findings from the results mapping assessment on community-based risk management in drought-affected communities of Kaoma and discuss key risk and community preservatives with key stakeholders to strengthen collective disaster preparedness and response in the district. He stated that the effects of climate change had caused the 2023-2024 drought in the country, affecting 84 districts in Zambia, Kaoma inclusive. Mrs. Chali mentioned that the project is being implemented in Southern Province, covering Namwala, Gwembe and Sinazongwe, as well as Kalabo, Mungu and Kaoma in Western Province. Nchelenge Town Council has secured 3 hectares of land in Mubamba area for the establishment of the Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative, PCEI, aimed at enhancing access to sustainable and reliable energy within the district. Town Council Secretary Benson Malama says the 3-hectare land in Mubamba area was allocated to the local authority by late Chief Kambwali, whose contribution continues to play a significant role in supporting developmental programs in the area. Mr. Malama explains that the initiative is expected to support economic empowerment by enabling small businesses, agro-processing activities, and public institutions to access affordable energy, thereby improving livelihoods and service delivery. He further noted that once implemented, the project will contribute to job creation during both the construction and operational phases, while also promoting environmental sustainability through the use of clean energy sources. A 13-year-old boy has drowned as he was swimming in a stream in the Vubui district of Eastern Province. The now deceased was in the company of another juvenile. Zanis reports that Precious Banda, a Malawian from Chinji who was working on the Zambian side as a cattle header, drowned in Kadenja stream in Chief Pembamoyo's area of Vubui district. Vubui and Chinji districts of Zambia and Malawi respectively share loose borders with citizens of the two countries living in close touch. Meanwhile, the case of drowning has been confirmed by Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba, noting that the unfortunate incident occurred yesterday, January 10, 2026, between 8 hours and 11 hours. In African news, ahead of local government elections due later this year, South Africa's African National Congress, ANC, has unveiled an ambitious 6-point reform drive to win back votes. The party of Nelson Mandela suffered a bruising setback in the 2024 general elections. It lost its parliamentary majority for the first time since the country's transition to democracy 30 years earlier, forcing it into a coalition government. But at a ceremony marking its 114th birthday on Saturday, ANC supporters and politicians were upbeat about the party's chances. Coming up shortly, one person dead and 300 buildings destroyed in Australia bushfires. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. One person has died and 300 homes and buildings have been destroyed in bushfires that have torn across southeast Australia. The fires have raged in dozens of locations across the country for several days, mostly in the state of Victoria but also in New South Wales, burning through land almost twice the size of Greater London. A state of emergency has been declared in Victoria as thousands of firefighters and more than 70 aircraft battled the blaze. Residents in more than a dozen communities have been advised to leave their homes. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Marriage counsellor Judith Miller has emphasised the need for the church to engage the families of married couples facing challenges when an issue arises. Chelenge Town Council has secured 3 hectares of land in Mulamba area for the establishment of a Presidential Constituency Energy Initiative aimed at enhancing access to sustainable and reliable energy within the district. And ahead of local government elections due later this year, South Africa's African National Congress, ANC, has unveiled an ambitious 6-point reform drive to win back votes. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
That when you've been together for a long time, you become identical.
Aww.